आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग फॉर सेकेंड फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस टू एंड दिस इवनिंग। पोलिंग इन 89 कंस्टिट्यूएंसीज इन 13 स्टेट्स एंड यूटी ऑफ जम्मू एंड कश्मीर ऑन फ्राइडे। Leaders of major political parties holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. President Draupadi Murmu to attend convocation ceremony of Indian Forest Service probationers in Dehradun today. DRDO develops lightest bulletproof jacket of country for protection against highest threat level of BIS ammunition. 15 flights diverted from Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport due to bad weather. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants beat Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Top leaders of all political parties are busy in intense campaigning by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters in their favour. All 20 seats in Kerala, 14 of 28 in Karnataka, 13 of 25 seats in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase on Friday. Voting in 13 assembly segments of Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency of Manipur will also be held on the same day. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a tour of Madhya Pradesh today. After public meetings in Sagar and Harda, he will hold a roadshow in Bhopal. Meanwhile, in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held in 6 Lok Sabha constituencies of Madhya Pradesh on the 26th of April. Election campaigning will end in these areas at 6 p.m. today.
In the second phase of Lok Sabha elections in Madhya Pradesh, voting will be held in Tikamgarh, Damoh, Khajuraho, Satna, Rewa and Hoshangabad seat. Election campaign is at its peak in Madhya Pradesh. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Bartuma in Sagar Lok Sabha constituency today. After that, Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting in Harda district in Baitul Lok Sabha seat. At 7 p.m. in the evening, the Prime Minister will hold a road show up about 1 kilometer of distance in Bhopal. On the other hand, State Congress President Jitu Patwari, former Union Minister Arun Yadav and MP Vivek Tanha will campaign in Jhabua and Dhar seats. NSUI has also taken up the campaigning in between youth for Congress candidates. BSP and independent candidates are also busy campaigning with full force. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Union Home Minister and BJP senior leader Amit Shah held a roadshow in Bengaluru South constituency yesterday. He blamed the state Congress government for corruption and appeasement politics. He charged that the Chief Minister's inaction in addressing law and order has emboldened the radical elements across the state. He said Congress's support to organizations linked to extremist activities has led to law and order issues in the state. Amit Shah sought voters' support for the development-oriented governance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. BJP leader B.S. Yediyurappa, leader of the opposition in Legislative Assembly R. Ashok, and Bengaluru South BJP candidate Tejasvi Surya, among others, were present during the roadshow. Mr. Amit Shah will address a rally in favour of BJP candidate and sitting MP Navneet Rana in Amravati city of Maharashtra. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will also address a rally at Paratwada in Amravati district this afternoon. Congress candidate Balwant Vankhere is contesting Amravati Lok Sabha seat for the first time. A total of 37 candidates are in the fray for this constituency, which is reserved for scheduled castes. Grandson of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar, Anand Raj Ambedkar, is also contesting the seat. He is supported by the Vanchit Bahujan Aghari. Bahujan Samaj Party has also fielded Sanjay Gadge as a candidate. This constituency will go to polls on the 26th of this month. In Kerala, all three major political fronts are in a heated campaign mode with the presence of national leaders. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will campaign for NDA in Alappuzha today. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi is in Wayanad to campaign for United Democratic Front. Senior left front leaders, including Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, will campaign for Left Democratic Front. The state chief electoral officer Sanjay Kaul has informed that the state is fully prepared for the election and directed everyone to strictly adhere to the code of conduct. The southernmost state of India has over 2.77 crore voters who will be casting their votes in 25,358 polling booths across the state on Friday. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Mysuru Lok Sabha constituency in Karnataka. A report.
Mysuru is the cultural capital of Karnataka, known for its palaces and arcades. It also has a vibrant electoral history. The Mysuru Lok Sabha constituency consists of 6 assembly segments in Mysuru district and 2 from Kodagu district. Out of these 8 assembly segments, 2 in Kodagu and 3 in Mysuru are held by Congress MLAs, 2 by JDS and 1 by BJP. There are 18 candidates in fray from here. Apart from Congress and BJP candidates, there are 8 from registered unrecognized parties and 8 others are independents. There are over 20,72,000 voters in the constituency. Pratap Simha from BJP represented the seat in 2014, securing 43.46% of the votes, and in 2019, securing 52.27% votes. However, this time Pratap Simha has been replaced by Yaduvir Krishnadatta Chamaraja Wadiyar, the scion of the Wadiyar royal family that ruled Mysore earlier. Yaduvir is taking on the Congress candidate Lakshman M. JDS is in coalition with BJP and has not fielded its candidates from the constituency. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand, will be attending the convocation ceremony of the Indian Forest Service probationers as the chief guest at the Forest Research Institute, FRI, in Dehradun today. As many as 99 probationers from the Indira Gandhi National Forest Academy, along with 2 trainee officers from the Friendly Nation of Bhutan, will be graduating from the Academy's 2022-24 batch. The state of Madhya Pradesh is going to get the maximum number of 15 officers from the current batch, while Uttarakhand will get the services of 3 officers. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully developed the lightest bulletproof jacket in the country for protection against highest threat level 6 of BIS ammunition. Recently, this bulletproof jacket was successfully tested at TBRL, Chandigarh. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said, "This jacket is based upon new design approach where novel material along with new processes have been used." It added that the front hard armor panel, HAP, of this jacket defeats multiple hits. The ergonomically designed front HAP is made up of monolithic ceramic plate with polymer backing, which enhances the wearability and comfort during the operation. In a decisive move, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested key accused in the 2022 Atari Border Narcotics Haul case. The agency confirmed the arrest of the accused, Tehseem alias Mota, who is a resident of Shamli, Uttar Pradesh. NIA said that customs officials intercepted around 103 kilograms of heroin, valued at approximately 700 crore rupees, in April 2022, after it was smuggled into India from Afghanistan through Atari, Amritsar. The case relates to a major conspiracy hatched by the international drug cartel to circulate drugs in India through various distributors and channelize the proceeds to the foreign-based masterminds. University Grants Commission organized a workshop on Institutional Development Plan, IDP, for higher educational institutions in New Delhi. The workshop aimed at empowering higher educational institutions for their academic and professional excellence in the light of UGC guidelines on Institutional Development Plan. Aligning with the national education policy, the IDP provides the institutions a clear roadmap to develop their vision, mission, and goals for a future-ready education system. The Bombay High Court has held that Mufazzal Saifuddin, the 53rd Dai, is the rightful leader of the Dawoodi Bohra community, dismissing a 9-year-old suit challenging his leadership. A single judge bench of Justice Gautam Patel opined that the original plaintiff, Khuzaima Khutubuddin, could not prove his appointment as the Sayyidina. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India truly believes that a strong and unified association of Southeast Asian nations, or ASEAN, can play a constructive role in the emerging regional architecture of the Indo-Pacific. Speaking at the first ASEAN Future Forum virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said that the synergy between India's Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and the ASEAN Outlook on Indo-Pacific provides a strong framework of cooperation addressing challenges to comprehensive security. Due to unfavorable weather conditions in the national capital, 15 flights have been diverted from the Indira Gandhi International Airport. Out of these flights, 9 were diverted to Jaipur, 2 each to Amritsar and Lucknow, and 1 each to Mumbai and Chandigarh. The national capital experienced a sudden change in weather as rain lashed several parts of Delhi today, last evening. According to the Meteorological Department, the maximum temperature in Delhi dropped to 36.8 degrees Celsius, which is slightly below normal. Along with the rain, gusty winds were also experienced. Widespread light to moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied with isolated thunderstorm is expected over northeast India till the 29th of this month. The Met Department has forecast rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Orissa and Sikkim for the next 2 to 3 days. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Lucknow overhauled the target of 211, reaching 213 for 4 in 19.3 overs. Marcus Stoinis, with his unbeaten century of 124 runs in just 63 balls, led them to victory. Earlier put into bat first, Chennai scored 210 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 20 overs. Skipper Rituraj Gaikwad scored his second IPL 100 with 108 runs in 60 balls, while Shivam Dubey made 66 of just 27. Currently, Lucknow stands at 4th position in the points table, while Chennai is at 5th. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. India has announced a 15-member relay team for the next World Athletics Relays 2024 tournament. The competition, serving as a qualifying event for the upcoming Paris Olympics, will take place in Nassau, Bahamas on the 4th and 5th of next month. The team will represent India in the 4x400-meter relays for the men's, women's and the mixed categories. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Saira. The Pioneer headlines, Modi takes Hanuman Chalisa dig at Congress. Kejriwal and Kavita to stay in jail till May 7, reports The Hindu and All Dailies. All papers have also noticed update on Mr. Kejriwal's health. The Times of India writes, Kejriwal given insulin in jail on Monday night after spike. In an important directive by the DGCA, the aviation watchdog, DGCA has asked all airlines to ensure children up to the age of 12 years are seated with their parents. The Statesman writes, ensure children below 12 are seated with their parents, says DGCA. And finally, all dailies have covered the spell of rain in the capital after blazing afternoons. Hindustan Times carries a picture of India Gate with the rainbow arch above it. The caption says, capital gets evening rain after dust storm. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Polling in 89 constituencies in 13 states and UT of Jammu and Kashmir on Friday. Leaders of major political parties holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. President Draupadi Murmu to attend convocation ceremony of Indian Forest Service probationers in Dehradun today. DRDO develops lightest bulletproof jacket of country for protection against highest threat level of BIS ammunition. 15 flights diverted from Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport due to bad weather. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants beat Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets in Chennai. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.